This is a reading of The Portal of Initiation by Rudolf Steiner, the synopsis of the last scene in the play, scene 11. Just in medieval times, the true mysteries led to the secret of resurrection. So here in the Sun Temple, the deepest secrets of spirit guidance become manifest. The individualities who have begun the path to higher knowledge find their places for the good of humanity within the temple under the guidance of the spirit leaders in wisdom, love, and force of will. They form a spiritual community based on diversity by which the retarding tendencies are overcome. The end of the synopsis. Scene 11. The Sun Temple. The hidden mystery place of the Hierophants at the surface of the earth. Retardus. In front of him stand Capacius and Strata. You've brought me into sore distress. The tasks that I have given you, you have mismanaged badly. I summon you before my judgment seat. Capacius, I gave to you a lofty spirit nature, so that ideas of human aspiration became the pleasing content of your speech, and should have had the power to convince. I guided your activity to circles wherein you met Johannes and Maria. You should have driven out their inclination toward spirit vision through the power your words might have upon them. Instead of this, you gave yourself entirely to the influence that came from them. I opened for you, Strader, the path to scientific certainty. Your strength of thought should have destroyed the magic power of spirit vision, but you lack certainty of feeling. The power of thinking slipped away from you just when the chance of victory was there. To both. My destiny is closely linked with what you do. Through you are lost forever for my kingdom, Maria and Johannes, both seekers after truth. Their souls I must hand over to the brothers. Capacius. I never could convey your message rightly. You gave me power to present the life of men. I described what in one age or in another had inspired human beings, and yet I was not able to paint the past with words that had the strength to wholly fill the souls who heard them. Strader. The weakness into which I had to fall is but the image of your own. You could confer upon me knowledge, but not the power to silence all the longing which strives within man's heart for truth. I always had to feel quite other forces stir within me. Retardus, you see the outcome of your weakness. The brothers now are coming with those souls through whom they are to conquer me. Johannes and Maria obey the brothers' leadership. Enter Benedictus with Lucifer and Ahriman. Behind them Johannes and Maria with Philea, Astrid and Luna. Then Theodosius and Romanus with the other Maria, Felix and Felicia Balda. Finally Theodora. Benedictus to Lucifer. Johannes and Maria's souls have room no longer for blind forces. They are upraised to spirit being. Lucifer, I must indeed release their souls. The wisdom they have won gives them the power to perceive me. I only hold dominion over souls as long as they cannot behold me. And still my might remains, allotted me in world becoming. And though I may not tempt their souls, yet in the spirit shall my power let ripen for them fruits of greatest beauty. Benedictus to Arman. Johannes and Maria's souls have conquered error's darkness in themselves. Their eyes of spirit they have opened. Ahriman. I must renounce their spirit. They turn now to the light, and yet it will not be denied me, still further to delight their souls with shine of semblance. They will not any longer believe it to be truth, but they will have the power to see how semblance manifests the truth. Theodosius to the other Maria. Your destiny was closely linked unto your higher sister's life. I could bestow on her the light of love, but could not give the warmth of love as long as you continued to allow the best part in your nature to arise from darkness of your feeling only, and did not strive to see it clearly with the full light of wisdom. The influence of the temple does not reach to motives rooted in blind instincts, however much of good they wish to do. The other Maria. I must admit that noble purposes work blessing only in the light, and turn now to the temple. My feeling shall in future not rob the light of love of its effect. Theodosius, you grant me through your insight power to give Maria's soul light to the world. It always had to lose its strength on souls who bear your former nature and do not wish that love be joined with light. Johannes to the other Maria. I see in you the kind of soul that also in myself has governed me. I could not find the way to reach your higher sister as long as warmth of love remained aloof from light of love in me. The sacrifice you bring the temple shall here be reenacted in my soul. In me the warmth of love shall sacrifice itself unto the light of love. Maria. Johannes, you have won in spirit realms knowledge now through me. To spirit knowledge you will add the soul's true being, when you can find your inmost soul as you found mine. Philea. From out all world becoming shall the joy of soul reveal itself to you. Astrid. With all your being you will now be able to illuminate the warmth of soul. Luna. You may then dare to live yourself as self, when light can shine within your soul. Romanus to Felix Balda. You stood aloof a long time from the temple. You wish to recognize illumination only when your own soul itself revealed the light. Men of your nature rob me of the power to give my light to earthly souls. They only wish to draw out of dark depths whatever they should give to life. Felix Balda. It was men's very folly that from dark depths has shown to me the light, and let me find my way into the temple. Romanus. That you have found your way can render me the power to illuminate the will of both Johannes and Maria, that it shall not obey blind powers, but out of cosmic aims shall give itself direction. Maria. Johannes, you have now beheld yourself in spirit through myself. You will as spirit experience your being when cosmic light beholds itself in you. Johannes to Felix Balda. I see in you, my brother Felix, that impulse of the soul that in my spirit has held my will in bondage. You've willed to find the way into the temple. Within my spirit I shall lead the power of will the way into the temple of the soul. Retardus. Johannes's and Maria's souls now rest themselves out of my realm. How shall they find henceforth what springs from out my power? As long as in themselves the grounds of knowledge were still lacking, they were delighted with my gifts. I see myself compelled now to relinquish both of them. Felicia Balda. That men can kindle in themselves the fire for thought without your help. I've shown you clearly. There streams from me a knowledge that's able to bear fruit. Johannes, this knowledge shall unite now with the light that from the temple's boundless source shines forth into the souls of men. Retardus, Capacius, my son, you are now lost. You have withdrawn yourself from me before the temple's light can shine for you. Benedictus, he has begun the path. He feels the light, and he will win the power to fathom in his soul what until now Felicia has created for him. Strater, seems that I alone am lost. I cannot banish doubt itself, and I shall never find again the path that leads me to the temple. Theodora, out of your heart soars up a glowing light. A human image shapes itself from it, and words I hear this human image speaking. And so they sound. I have now conquered for myself the power to reach the light. My friend, trust in yourself, for you yourself will speak these words when once your time shall be fulfilled. The end of scene 11 and the end of The Portal of Initiation by Rudolf Steiner.